Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For the first time in more than a decade, sales of electric vehicles, including Teslas, dropped in the second half of 2023 in California. This could contribute to doubts about the state's ability to meet its climate goals. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, do we know why sales of EVs have dropped?
Well, there's a number of different reasons that those within the industry are pointing to, Eric, not the least of which is, at number one, the high costs of EVs compared to hybrids and gas cars. Number two, and this is a structural one that we're going to have to deal with some way if we want to try to make these goals, is the unreliability of charging networks throughout the state and the nation. You know, can you get charged up in time? Can you keep it rolling? Or are you going to be sitting at the side of the road where a charging station is broken? A recent survey of charging stations found that about one out of five was having some kind of problems, either with how you pay or whether you got the juice or not. And there's other headaches. For example, buying the cars, you know, whether you get incentives or brake tax breaks or whatever to try to work it, you put it all together and you have a market that's just gone soft really quickly and raising, as you said, questions about California meeting the goal of going totally electric on new cars by 2035.
Can we take those half-year results and really say that it's gone soft? I mean, we went down from 103,000 registrations in June to 89,000 in December. I mean, that's a softening, but it's way more than we used to have.
You know, you're right, Mark. And there's about 1.5 million electric cars on California's roads, and they represent about 20% of new car sales. But to meet the goals by 2025, that's still what, next year, they have to be at 35%. And so there's a question there of, is it going soft or is it going down? You know, Hearst bought a whole fleet of electric vehicles to rent out, and now they're selling them. In part because, you know, people rent a car, they don't want to sit there and go, where's the charging station? How does this work? It's turned out to be a little more complex or a lot more complex than people thought. Now, some of the sales analysts say that, okay, for example, you say, is the market getting soft, slow? Will it rebound? A lot of times people buy an electric car as a second car. They have an electric car and then they have a gas or a hybrid because one's for around town and the other one's for long trips. How big of a market is that? They haven't yet cracked the lower income market. These cars are still, you know, it's too expensive for a lot of people to buy. So there's that. So the question is, what does the state do to try to make it kick back in and get back into the fast lane? And, you know, some of the ideas are, well, let's build a lot more charging stations. And California's put $1 billion in for charging stations. The federal government wants to spend about $8 billion with the goal of having charging stations every 50 miles on major highways. But until that's done, it's like a chicken and the egg setup where what comes first, the charging stations or the car? So the other thing possibly is you maybe make it tougher for people to buy gas-powered cars. You know, is there going to be an extra fee? There's already a debate about whether, you know, electric vehicles, they don't pay gas tax. Should they pay more? That's not going to help getting people behind the wheel of an electric car. And then there's a third thing out there that's sort of floating in the distance that are people in the energy business are starting to talk about, is even if we made the goal, we might not have the juice on the grid in order to keep it going. In other words, the amount of electricity needed to make everybody go full electric could mean, you know, maybe not have enough electricity for your dryer. That's the way it goes. Politics and these goals are a game of give and take. And there's a real question here about how much the state can take and when it's going to have to give up or roll back some of the goals that were initially brought out.
I love these simple topics. Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS Insider Phil Mateer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.